KJAN Sports.
And at 7:19, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, the weather wreaked havoc with several baseball games yesterday and last night because of the heavy rain, wind, and storms that rolled through. But there were some games that managed to get underway locally in the listening area in baseball action that include AHST over Tri-Center Neola 9-3, Stanton beating Essex 8-1. Trainer was an 11-4 winner over Oakland Riverside. Villisca was leading East Mills at 5-3. That game was suspended in the third inning due to the storms. In softball action at the Fort Dodge tournament, Atlantic fell to Ankeny and Webster City. Ankeny downing the Trojans 10-0. Webster City with a 2-0 win over Atlantic. Also, it was Harlan over BCLUW by a score of 8-4 at that tournament, and Fort Dodge beating Sioux City East 8-2. In other softball action, it was East Mills over Villisca 7-1. IKM Manning beating Boyer Valley by a score of 10-3. Logan Magnolia was a 9-3 winner over Woodbine. Sydney 5-4 over Fremont Mills in softball. Trainer beat Oakland Riverside 10-0. Tri-Center was an 8-6 winner over AHST. Underwood downed Griswold 5-2 in softball, and it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Clarinda by a score of 6-4. Iowa linebacker Dalton Shaw was in stable condition Friday after his scooter ran into the back of another vehicle. Iowa City Police Sergeant Brian Cray said that Shaw was on the highway near the edge of Iowa City Thursday afternoon when he rear-ended another vehicle. The university said in a statement that Shaw, a redshirt freshman linebacker from Oskaloosa, remained at the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics, but they provided no other details. The College World Series opens in Omaha tonight with Mississippi State facing, actually today with Mississippi State facing number 3 national seed Oregon State during the afternoon, and Indiana playing Louisville at night. Mississippi State at 48-18 features All-America right fielder Hunter Renfroe. He's the number 13 overall draft pick of San Diego. The only higher draft choice in the CWS is North Carolina third baseman Colin Moran, who was taken sixth by Miami. Oregon State at 50-11 on the season has tied its record for wins. Indiana at 48-18 is making its College World Series debut as the first Big Ten team in 29 years to reach Oklahoma. Louisville at 51-12 on the season is in the CWS for the second time since 2007. Sunday's games have number 1 seed North Carolina 57-10 on the year against rival North Carolina State, who's 19-14, and UCLA, which is 44-17 against number 4 seed LSU, which is 57-9 leading up to the World Series of College. Well, in the Major League Baseball action, the worst beat the best in Miami as the Marlins dropped the Cardinals 5-4. Rookie Jose Fernandez outpitched a rusty Jake Westbrook in the win, as Fernandez had a career-high 10 strikeouts in 7 innings. The 20-year-old became the first pitcher under the age of 21 to strike out 10 or more since Felix Hernandez with Seattle in 2007. Westbrook, who had been sidelined with elbow inflammation, went 5 innings in his first game since May the 8th. The Cards and the Marlins square off today. Again, our coverage begins at 2:15 with the pregame show here on KJAN. The Angels scored solo runs in 5 different innings as they beat the Yankees 5-2. The winner was C.J. Wilson, while Andy Pettitte took the loss. Playing in Oakland, the Mariners got the better of the Athletics 3-2. Joe Saunders was the winner, while the loser was Tommy Malone. San Diego's Eric Stoltz went the distance as the Padres edged the Diamondbacks 2-1. Mark Gurley threw 7 shutout innings. Colby Rasmus and J.P. Arencibia homered, and the Toronto Blue Jays handed the Texas Rangers their 4th straight loss 8-0. Also in Major League Baseball, Madison Bumgarner allowed two hits in seven innings and combined with Sandy Rosario for a three-hit shutout in the Giants' 6-0 victory over the Braves. Luis Mendoza pitched six innings to win for the first time in six starts, and Elliot Johnson had another big hit against his former team, leading the Royals to a 7-2 victory over Tampa Bay. Jay Bruce homered off of Burke Badenhop with one out in the 10th inning, rallying the Reds to a 4-3 victory over the Brewers. It was Cincinnati's second straight extra inning game. The Reds fell 6-5 in 14 innings at Wrigley Field on Thursday. The Cubs got the better of the Mets in the opening game of a three-game series, winning 6-3. Eric Bedard pitched six solid innings, and Jose Altuve hit a go-ahead RBI single to give the Houston Astros a 2-1 win over the Chicago White Sox on Friday. Prince Fielder broke open a scoreless game with a two-run double in the sixth inning, and the Tigers went on to beat the Twins 4-0. Freddie Galvis hit two-run triples and scored the go-ahead run, and the Phillies rallied from a five-run deficit to beat the Colorado Rockies 8-7. Also on a night of great pitching on both sides, the Indians got the better of the Nationals 2-1 with a walk-off fielder's choice by Jason Kipnis. The Pittsburgh Pirates just kept on winning. Jeff Locke allowed just two hits over seven innings, and the Pirates edged the Dodgers 3-0. The Dodgers played without manager Don Mattingly, who served a one-game suspension for his role in the brawl with Arizona earlier in the week. Chris Tillman took a two-hitter into the seventh inning as Baltimore blanked Boston 2-0. The Orioles have won 5 of 6, including two of the first two in this four-game series. The win moves Baltimore within 1.5 games of the division-leading Red Sox. In baseball news, Arizona pitcher Ian Kennedy has been handed a 10-game suspension by Major League Baseball for his part in a bench-clearing brawl during Tuesday night's game with the Dodgers. Kennedy was penalized for intentionally throwing at Dodgers pitcher Zach Greinke after warnings had been issued to both teams. For his part in the fracas, Diamondbacks infielder Eric Hinsky has been issued a 5-game suspension, while Dodgers players J.P. Howell and Skip Schumacher and coach Mark McGwire get 2-game suspensions. Los Angeles manager Don Mattingly and Arizona skipper Kirk Gibson were given 1-game suspensions. Rockies shortstop Troy Tulowitzki will be out between 4 and 6 weeks with a broken rib. He suffered the injury diving for a ball in Thursday's loss to Washington. Tulowitzki ranks second in the National League with a .347 batting average, third in homers with 16, and fourth in RBIs with 51. And finally in sports, the Yankees have placed third baseman Kevin Youkilis on the 15-day disabled list because of a back injury. Youkilis, a 3-time All-Star who signed a 1-year, $12 million contract as a free agent in the offseason, has played in only 28 games and is hitting .219. This is the 14th time the Yankees have used the DL, and the second time with Youkilis, who missed 30 games with a lumbar spine sprain before returning to the lineup on May the 31st. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.